This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy in the car, just like you? Right now, times are really tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to make your drive around Melbourne fun. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You're listening to Taz and Paul here on Saturday Magazine. Taz, we've got
Macca on the line.
On the phone.
Yeah, Macca.
Hi, hey,
good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Macca.
Really quick, and I'm sorry for the sound quality. I want to acknowledge that Ibac came on to speak to us. That in itself is unusual. Great interview, guys. Very, very proud of you. There's a couple of points that came out of it for me. There was no evidence either for or against that the police identified themselves when they entered the premises. So the default position must be, according to the findings, that they did. I don't accept that. We're going to argue about whether proportionate force was used. The key here is, six human rights were abused. The charter was not obeyed. There doesn't seem to be any obligation on Victoria Police to do it. I have to wonder, at the end of the day, IBAC's done a very thorough investigation. They've made recommendations. If those recommendations aren't followed, they then report to Parliament. That is simply not acceptable. I want to know why IBAC exists if it doesn't actually have the ability to enforce its findings.
Macca, are you satisfied or not satisfied that this was just one of those, you know, situations where there was a collusion of people not knowing what they were doing, where they were going and what was going on? Is this unusual, or do you believe that this is the result of some cultural issue that's deep in the police force?
Look, I think the issue of hunting for a member of a Lebanese gang and that Nick's appearance might have indicated that. What it says to me, Tass, is the police can enter your premises, and as I said, there's no evidence that they said, you know, they shouted out police, I assume they had lights, you know, why did Nick flee? Because he thought he was being attacked. If he knew it was police, he wouldn't have fled, would he? So it says to me there's a big problem there. I understand IBAC's role, but I'm not satisfied with the report because there isn't evidence that they did say police. There isn't evidence they didn't say police. Well, it says to me, if you fled, you obviously didn't, you know, you wouldn't flee if it was police, would you?
Yeah. Macca, we're going to... We've got to move on because we've got a show to complete. We've got a guest waiting. But thank you for coming on board. It's a bit like having your op-ed piece remotely. We'll take this up again when you're in next week.
You can count on that, guys. Thank you.
Good to talk to you, Macca.
And drive safely, Dale.
As always. Bye.
Good on you. Bye, Macca.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.